Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Fellowship of Christians in the World. Chapter 6. The Church of Christ has only one husband. 2 Corinthians 11, 2. For I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Another way of expressing the condition of the Church of Christ having only one head over each member of the body of Christ is also to say that the Church only belongs to the one bridegroom or husband. When he mentioned his work for the Lord Jesus, John the Baptist introduced himself as the friend of the bridegroom and clearly defined his position regarding his Lord, but also what was Christ's position concerning his bride, as follows. John 3, 29. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled. Every Christian should know very well the concept that the Lord's Church is the bride of one husband, who is Christ. In other words, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ belongs exclusively to the Lord of the Church. Just as a natural body is not made to have more than one head, so it is not accepted by the Lord that his Church comes to be divided and split into several parts, and so that several bridegrooms or sub-bridegrooms exercise dominion, even if partial, over her. When people use the expression the Church of the pastor, the father, the leader, or the priest X, Y, or Z, they affirm with their own mouths that the church they are referring to is not the Church of Christ, since, by this, they are saying that the group that they are associated belongs to their respective bridegrooms or sub-husbands. Churches that belong to men or women, or in which men or women are on the forehead, are congregations or associations created according to them. And the people who are part of these institutions or churches, when they say they are meeting in the name of the Lord Jesus, act to shame the name of the head of the one true Church of Christ, for Christians are not called to take cover from other men, women, or institutions upon themselves. 1 Corinthians 11, 4. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. Churches or groups of people who join together for some purpose in common and who gather around human heads rather than Christ, but who insist on using the name of Christ for their meetings, are adopting more the posture of an adulterous woman who wants to carry the name of a husband, but who lives in conformity with other companions, becoming a destroyer of the lives that come to her, as described in the text of Proverbs presented below. Proverbs 5, 1-14. My son, pay attention to my wisdom, lend your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of an immoral woman drip honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lay hold of hell. Lest you ponder her path of life, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. Therefore hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and do not go near the door of her house. Lest you give your honor to others, and your years to the cruel one. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth, and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And you mourn at last, when your flesh and your body are consumed. And say, how I have hated instruction, and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. I was on the verge of total ruin, in the midst of the assembly and congregation. The Lord Jesus Christ never committed himself to guide and protect the churches that are of men and women and that are subject to them, for Christ builds the church that is his or that is also his bride exclusively, remembering here again that the church which Christ edifies are the Christians or the saints who are united with the Lord. When churches of men and women go to ruin or shipwreck, it is not the Lord's church that is going down, for being assemblies, congregations, or institutions of men and women, it is their projects that are shaken. The Church of Christ is the church that is built on an unshakable foundation and concerning which the Lord Jesus alone is the Christ, the eternal King of righteousness and peace, the head of his body, and the exclusive husband or bridegroom. Many people have longed to take possession of the Bride of Christ, the most beautiful bride in the entire existence of the universe. However, from the moment a group of people accepts to submit to other bridegrooms or other heads, they put themselves in a position to be disconnected from Christ and fall from the Lord's grace, as we are taught in the book of Galatians and already shown in the opening chapters on this subject. Moreover, the Lord clearly warns that adulterers do not inherit the kingdom of God. And this can also apply to the adultery of those who defend and associate with groups that claim to be Christians, but who submit to other names and rulers who place themselves in a position of preeminence in these groups. The church or the bride of the Lord, that is, the group of those who believe in Christ as their Lord, is beautiful, but the church of the Lord is also mighty to the point that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against her with their intentions of infidelity, for its unique husband watches over her and takes care of his bride. In the world in general, many people aspire to have the service and the strength of the members of the Church of the Lord channeled to themselves and their visions and projects, but concerning these, it is not up to a Christian to submit to them even for very short periods, as Paul well exemplified below. Galatians 2:4-5. And this occurred because of false brethren secretly brought in, who came in by stealth to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we did not yield submission even for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. In the world, many aspire to dominate Christians and subjugate them to their service under the supposed banner that they are called to lead the lives of other Christians so that these become more productive in their lives for the Lord, but, in reality, they do so with the goal of drawing people away from the fidelity to Christ Jesus to take from them what is not due to the despoilers. Matthew 24:23-26. Then if anyone says to you, "Look, here is the Christ," or "there," do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore if they say to you, "Look, he is in the desert," do not go out, or "Look, he is in the inner rooms," do not believe it. Those who want Christians to be their disciples, and not exclusively Christ's disciples, are those who aspire to have churches as their brides. And concerning whom, the Apostle Paul directs Christians to watch not to become entangled by them, for as voracious wolves they are not like the good bridegroom and shepherd who takes care of his flock, but, instead, they are those who approach the sheep with subtle voracity and do not spare them from their destruction if they understand this as necessary to achieve their intent. Acts 20:29-31. For I know this, that after my departure savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Therefore watch, and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears. For 3 years, Paul warned Christians throughout Asia to watch concerning those who would come in among them. They should be attentive and refrain from those who would come to try to rob them of Christ to make them subjects of their own and of their congregations, institutions, or churches, which, in turn, are often presented as clothed in subtle cloaks to appear to be Christians. If a particular church has a human head and who has the autonomy to preside over it, this church no longer expresses the bride who only has Christ as her husband. And already only because it has another commander, A Christian should not approach this church or remain associated with it if one has already done so. The Lord Jesus Christ, many times, taught that if someone wanted to be great, if someone wanted to be the greatest among the fellow believers, one should be put to serve the others, one should be placed last, so that he or she does not exalt oneself above the others, showing that in his church neither the position of primacy nor the mediation of this preeminence belong to human beings. According to Matthew 20, 26 and 27, Mark 10, 43 and 44, Luke 22, 26, John 13, and Matthew 23. The fellowship of Christians around the position of Christ as the one head and bridegroom is precious or priceless. Therefore, this fellowship is also worthy of being guarded with zeal and attention, for there are those who think they can take the Lord's bride for themselves and disregard the words that John the Baptist told us about the fact that the bride of Christ is exclusive of the Lord Jesus Christ. A Christian should never depart from the position that belongs exclusively to Christ in one's life because one's protection against those who act against the Lord and who try to entangle this Christian is in one's personal abiding in Christ, where Christ is one's exclusive Lord. Revelation 17, 14. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. Presenting Christians as being the church, body, or bride of Christ expresses different ways to show what kind of association a person has with the Lord when one joins Christ through the new covenant, and so that no misleading proposal may drive a person away from such great salvation and union with the Lord granted him or her through the grace of the Heavenly Father. 2 Corinthians 6, 16-18. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.